Chapter 20. Squeak! Give that back immediately, Farrah commands. Betty's evil scary smile returns. I don't think so. Let's see, now that I have the power, what shall I do with it? I'm guessing you're going to abuse it, Cinderella says wryly. Betty swishes towards Cinderella and hurls a zap her way. There's a burst of yellow sparkle, and then Cinderella starts to shrink. She gets smaller and smaller, and then even smaller, and turns gray, and grows a tail. Cool, Betty says. I must have pressed the mouse-making button. Oh, my goodness. She turned Cinderella into a mouse. A mouse wearing itty-bitty clothes. Stop that, Farrah demands, her hands on her hips. Betty just laughs and turns to Jonah. Don't you dare! I yell as I jump in front of him. Zap! Sparkle! All I can see is yellow, and then zoom! The room is suddenly increasing in size. I feel sick. It's like I'm on a tilt-a-whirl, and then plunk! I'm on my tush with my legs in the air in front of me. Except they are not my legs. They're little twig legs. They're gray. And I have a tail. I'm a mouse. Arr! I look at Jonah. He's a mouse, too. A baby mouse in a red sweatshirt and jeans. A baby mouse who is currently trying to catch his tail. Achoo! Sneezes the Cinderella mouse. I try to say bless you, but instead what comes out is squeak. Hand that wand back to me this instant, Farrah warns, taking a step toward her. Betty turns the wand on Farrah next. I don't think so. Zap! Sparkle! Farrah yelps as she starts to shrink and turn green and scaly. A lizard button! Betty says gleefully. This thing is fantastic! What are we going to do? Farrah's a lizard in a yellow top and black leggings, and we're mice! What if we're stuck like this forever? Even if the Farrah lizard somehow shows us how to get home, we can't go back to Smithville as mice. My parents will never know it's us. They'll catch us with traps and hurt us and not even know it. There's another knock on the front door. Is anyone home? We hear. Mom, turn them back into people right now, Kayla demands. Sorry, sweetie. I couldn't hear you. Did you say squeak? And with that, she turns her wand on Kayla and zaps her. This is insane. Betty just turned her own daughter into a mouse. A very large, brown mouse with very sharp teeth. Wait a sec. Is she a... You're a rat! How fitting! Betty snarls. She smiles and then yells downstairs. Coming! She turns to Beatrice. But first things first, let's resize those feet. She points the wand at her daughter's left foot and zaps it. It resizes, all right. It expands. And expands some more. It expands into the size of a basketball and then turns orange. It's a pumpkin. Mom! Beatrice shrieks. Sorry. Hold on. Betty pulls out a pair of glasses from her pocket and studies the wand. Aha! There it is. Reduction button. She zaps her daughter's left foot again, and it shrinks back to its original size and color. Then she zaps it once more, and it shrinks even smaller. She zaps the right foot next. That should do it. Grab the slipper, will you, dear? With pleasure, Beatrice says, and then cackles. Coming! Betty calls again, and the mother and daughter hurry downstairs, slamming the attic door behind them. Squeak! I yell, which really means we have to follow them! Squeak! Say Cinderella and Kayla at the same time. Squeaks! Says my brother gleefully, which I'm assuming is mouse for jinx. We all scurry to the door. Small problem. We are way too short to reach the handle. Now what? Squeak! Jonah says again, and proceeds to try to squeeze himself under the door. Oh no, what if he gets stuck? But he doesn't. He goes right under. Mice are very squirmy. I squeeze through to the other side, too. Cinderella goes next, then Kayla, then Farah. I guess rats and lizards are squirmy, too. We made it. They all follow me as I scamper down the stairs and into the living room. Betty is standing by the couch, her arms behind her back holding the glass slipper that Farah fixed. Beatrice is sticking her foot out as the prince's assistant crouches in front of her with the other glass slipper. And the prince. I did not expect him to be here, too, but the prince is sitting on the love seat looking regal and princely in his very purple robe. Squeak! Cries the Kayla rat.
Thank you so much for the tea, the prince says. That was very thoughtful of you.
I'm sure everyone is showering you with treats, says Betty. The assistant nods.
The last house we were at had these amazing little cake things. They're called crownies, I'm told. Cinderella's crownies. They bought them at the market. Have you ever had one?
They're quite delicious, the prince says. Betty grunts.
I've heard they make a lot of crumbs.
Cinderella squeaks. Wait a sec. The assistant looks familiar. He's skinny and he has a goatee. It's the guy from the coat check. I guess he got promoted. Way to go.
Time to do the shoe thing,
the goatee guy says. He lifts the glass slipper to Beatrice's left foot. Please don't fit. Please don't fit. Please don't fit.
It fits. Crumbs is definitely right.